The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Karen Rullo, the Executive Manager of Netball Northern Ireland. We like to do these at the end of the year. And another year of growth, really, for Netball Northern Ireland, Karen?
Yeah, it has been. Thanks again for having us on for our yearly roundup. Year of growth in terms of what we've been able to do off the court from our staff team perspective, on the court in terms of our grassroots. Our numbers are stronger than they've ever been, which is great in terms of our local competition. And then obviously being able to get the Warriors back on court as well with a number of successful training camps and then the test series just the weekend.
And obviously Warriors played Emeralds as well. So how did that go? What was that like?
It was brilliant to get a home series again. Obviously it's been just over a year since the Warriors have played a test match, last October being the last time that we've played a test match, a ranking match. So it was lovely to have them on home soil in front of a great supportive crowd. Ireland Emeralds have been putting out some super performances this year, and we have obviously kept an eye on them with being our close neighbours, and we do like to play them at least once a year. So they very graciously accepted an invitation to come up to Newton Arts and had a lovely 2 days in Ardsbury Main Leisure Centre and two really closely contested games. The scores were very evenly matched right through to half time on both days, and certainly gave us the challenge that we needed with a new look squad as well. So great feedback from our Warriors in terms of being able to get back on court. Great feedback from Shona Forbes in terms of being able to see what the players are capable of doing in a ranking match now that she's been working with them for about 12 weeks. And then obviously Teresa and the Emeralds as well, love to get a run out, and they're seeing growth now. Obviously they've got Natalie Pepperell in as their assistant coach as well. So new things happening for them too.
Well, netball rankings, you're ending the year in 12th. Is that any change? I don't think so.
No, it's not a change. And it was certainly a target for us, regardless what happened last year, to make sure that we finished 2023 still in 12th. Obviously, we are funded by Sport Northern Ireland towards our performance programme. And that was certainly something that they were keen that we maintained. Obviously, the ratings from this series over the weekend haven't been included yet, but I believe the next ranking update will be in March. So we do think we will remain in 12th as well until that point. So really good to be able to solidify that position.
Karen, over the year, the relationship with Netball UK has really grown, hasn't it?
Yeah, Netball UK have been with us for a couple of years now, but we've grown the partnership this year to include merchandise, so our Warriors merchandise, which is wonderful. And I think just giving that offer of that fan wear that's casual wear, you can wear it whether you're going to netball or you can wear it out for coffee, and giving us that profile and that branding that we really want. They were with us all weekend and I think did some good sales across the weekend. Certainly every time I looked around, I saw another Warriors netball jumper, which was, they've been our retail partner for a while now, and obviously some of the Warrior squad in their footwear as well. So the Warriors all were gifted some new trainers ahead of the test series, but even just the marketing that Netball UK do across their social media pages and platforms is real exposure for us. And the fact that we have the biggest netball retailer pretty much in the world supporting us and putting us out there in terms of our Warrior brand and in terms of our athletes is brilliant.
We spoke to Shona on her appointment, but you've obviously welcomed Shona into things. So how are you looking forward to having her on board moving forward into the new year?
Yeah, really delighted to have Shona on board. She has, it feels like she's been here forever. It's only been 12 weeks really, but the planning that she's doing in terms of what the next 12 months look like, in terms of what the next 2-3 years looks like, is brilliant to have that structure in place. And also she's also supporting through the pathway as well. You know, obviously she's really passionate around what comes next. So she's doing some work around helping us with our recruitment for our 21s positions and working with our coaches at under 19 and under 17 as well. So that's something that she feels really strongly about. We want the Warrior culture to be delivered right through the pathway. We want to know our athletes to know what it takes to be a Warrior and what that Warrior style will look like. And just embedding that confidence, I suppose, that there is the opportunity to wear the green dress at senior level. And certainly our Warrior role models are really supportive of that as well. And yeah, it's coming together. It's been a a quick 12 weeks. There's been a lot covered in terms of the camps and in terms of the work, what they've been doing off court as well as on court. And yeah, I'm really excited to see what she brings over the next couple of years.
I think I've got through the entire year without asking you a cheeky question. So here it comes. Scotland obviously have sirens and Wales have dragons, but we're going through that retendering process at the minute. Is there anything on the table for a Northern Ireland franchise? Or as executive manager, you're quite happy to have those Warriors that have sprinkled to existing clubs?
Yeah, so the short answer to that is certainly in this iteration, there it's a no from us. We're just not in the position to be able to deliver a franchise. And certainly the way the league is going and stepping up a gear, we don't have the facilities in Northern Ireland that we would be able to deliver what they are looking for in terms of that home match venue capacity and fan experience and stuff. That's not to say that it's not an ambition of ours in the future. So we are, you know, we're keeping in touch with Claire as to what that will look like going forward. But yeah, you're not going to see a Northern Ireland franchise in the 2024-2025 season. And we will just be making sure that we support our athletes that are trying to get into those franchises that are already in existence as well. And ideally, we would like more there. So we have four for the upcoming season. And then we have a number of our Warrior athletes who are sort of dotted across England playing at different Prem clubs or playing in their universities at the highest level they can. And that's ultimately what we will be pushing for going forward.
And finally, just a look at growth over the year, say year on year, what kind of numbers are playing on a weekly basis? How have you seen that grow and develop?
Yeah, we really have. And I suppose it's something that we pay a lot of attention to. Again, we are funded by Sport Northern Ireland, and a big piece of that is around what's happening in grassroots and happening in local clubs. So we've certainly seen our competitions grow this year with more teams being entered across all age groups, from our junior competitions right through to our senior competitions. But we are also expanding out now into schools. So we've worked with post-primary schools for the last number of years. And then just this year, we've been working with primary schools. So to see the uptake in terms of primary schools who want to be involved in our competitions has been amazing. It's a big step for them because they've always done their own thing. So to come in under our umbrella is really positive for us. And we have Amy Stewart in as our primary schools officer, and she's sort of creating an area-based competition for those guys and then be supporting with the Northern Ireland Primary Schools finals as well. So we know we have probably in the region of 6,000 people playing netball on a weekly basis across schools and across clubs, which is a really positive number for us. And the more information that we can get out to them and the more support we can give in terms of competition, in terms of education, in terms of resources, we know that number will grow. So we're really pleased.
More information on that, netballni.org. And maybe just in closing, a thank you to your board and staff.
Yeah, we are really fortunate. We do have a really supportive board, and they are always at the end of the phone, whatever we need. We had lots of them at the test series over the weekend. So yeah, we've got two new board members on as well from a performance perspective. So looking forward to their board training happening in January. And as you say, yeah, they're brilliant. I really do appreciate the support that they give. And certainly our staff team as well have worked so hard throughout the year. I think everyone is looking forward to a Christmas break, but we certainly come together and support one another whenever it's needed. And it's definitely friendly faces every time you walk into the office, which is lovely.
Excellent. Karen, thanks you, and all the best for 2024.
Thanks very much, Andy. Lovely to chat to you.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports and we're on the podcast rail.